Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
Currently, all conflict resolution of a global scale is attained through one of two poles, a political solution or a military solution. No other alternatives are recognized. There is another solution, the harmonic solution. Without this third solution, no harmonic resolution is ultimately possible for any conflict on a global scale. The third solution defines the first two solutions as a polarity embedded within a timing standard that is hopelessly irregular, and which, therefore, disposes the mind to disharmony. A mind predisposed to irregularity and disharmony is incapable of producing any long-term solution. The basis of the harmonic solution is to change the timing standard from an irregular to a regular one, thereby inducing a timing sensibility which disposes the mind to harmony rather than disharmony.
O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the wind, hear me. I'm small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears sharp to your voice. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength, not to be greater than my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to behold the red and purple sunset, so when my life fades, as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. Ayum hunabku evamaya emaho. Ayum hunabku evamaya emaho. Ayum hunabku evamaya emaho.
Thank you.
That we are here again on this seventh day of the Gregorian week, having this conversation around the untried solution, the possibility of this idea of going to bring to all of us. So thank you so much again for having this space at this time of the week and at this time of the year, which everything has been intensifying for the last, probably the last 2 weeks. Every time that we have a new episode, it is a whole different planet, a whole different world. So
that's the truth. That's the truth, yeah. Man. Things are moving swiftly at this time. I mean, here we are, we're just entering the springtime here in Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, and you're anchoring the energy in Bogota, Colombia.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
The difference. Colombia and Colombia.
Yes,
you got the ohm.
Yeah, and in French, the word dove, which represents peace, is Colombie. Columba, or
Columba.
Yeah, my French is not the best, but it is rooted in that same word, which is very, very interesting because it has so many multi-dimensional meanings and connotations that are worth exploring, for sure.
Mm, indeed. Well, language has a lot to do with this, the spell that we're all navigating. You know, we spell words,
yeah.
And there have been very many ways in which language and numbers have affected us. And so we're looking to talk to some of that. Some of that we want to bring into the conversation tonight. We're just going to go right in because I'm excited about the series we're doing right now with basically these seven episodes where we're looking at these key facts. And today, we are going to be discussing fact number two. I want to invite you. You want to go ahead and share with people fact number two from the seven key facts.
Yeah, this is this is probably a big one. It's a big subject, and while we were preparing for the show, some materials and some audios, I certainly noticed because it's the like we were tying in with what where we left in during the last show, in which we were speaking that the calendar is the operational system of civilization. This is the one basically describing how that operational system works and how is it based on very, very unnatural scientific basis. So the fact number two is not a practical tool to measure the most basic cycles of time. And since we are making this analogy of calendars as operational systems, and that we program, this show is programmed within a matrix that we use to organize our activities, it's programmed within this framework of the Gregorian calendar. So this is a really important subject, because we are all subject to this software or this program that is really good opportunity to go deeper into a become very heart-centered. Also, we are not pretending to attack any religion or any particular other different calendar. But this is basically the one that is running our activity. So we need to address every single facet and dissect all the components to understand why this calendar is not the most intelligent and the most advanced tool or instrument we can use to regulate our activities and program our lives. So it's really...
Yes.
It's a really big subject.
Okay, so I want to go ahead. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Are you able to hear me?
Perfectly. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So I want to actually repeat number two, because I think you cut out there when it came up. So number two, key fact number two, our current calendar is not a practical tool to measure the most basic cycles of time. That's a big statement. Our current calendar is not a practical tool. It's a tool, but it's impractical. Why is it impractical? Well, because the measure is erratic. It's not even. So because we're dealing with an uneven measure, then we don't understand, unless we actually examine and step outside of it, by observing it, we can begin to appreciate the fact that the uneven measure we've all been conditioned to, that we're all sort of tuned into, not really by our choice. It just happens to be the social standard. That's what was established. Now going on well over 400 years, 435 years almost, to the institution of this particular world standard, the civil standard, the Gregorian 12-month calendar. And I want to just clarify for people that this is, as you mentioned, this is what we're looking at. This is what we're actually presenting this platform for, is so that we can really take a deep consideration of the impact that the Gregorian uneven erratic measure has had on our mental health and well-being. Because in fact, is the calendar, as you said earlier, it's the operating system of a society. And if that's the case, then obviously we have to accept that this operating system might not necessarily be the best operating system. Mm-hmm. An operating system, but look at its outcome, look at its output. And we have to ask ourselves, if this is what we're being made to operate by, then, you know, it's worth really finding the operating system that is even and harmonic, that's sure to bring about abundance or peace or harmony between communities, between relations, you know? So
yes,
I want to invite the listeners out there to consider that, you know, we look at our relationships, look at our systems in our society, in our cultures, and understand how impacted they've been by this erroneous error in timekeeping that it's caused us to become disconnected from nature, if you really strip it down and look at what's happened. So
yes,
many of the world's people, as we know, have lived in sync with nature based on natural cycles. And so what we're proposing by presenting a 13-month calendar, 28 days each month, is a reclaiming of the sensibility of being in tune with nature, with the numbers, the harmonic, through numbers, 28 in this case, to tune ourselves in and back into nature. You know,
absolutely.
Now I want to clarify for people also, because some people will hear this 13-month calendar, the 13-moon calendar, in fact, and they'll think it means that we're tuning ourselves to the cycle of the physical moon, and that's not the case. So it's important for people to understand. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
You know, understanding, because I get that question sometimes. So people are like, you know, of course, and naturally, I would think that as well. Like, okay, you're having a moon count, you know, this particular system. So does it begin with the new moon and, you know, go with the full moon and, you know, those cycles? But in this case, it does not. But what you do have is you have a mathematical average of the lunar cycles. So mathematically speaking, with the sidereal and the synodic cycles of the moon, then we do arrive at the average of a 28 as a mathematical factor. So that is for better understanding. And then when we think of a week, 7 days make up a week, a heptad cycle of 7 days. So an each measure of those 7 days would be actually a month. So when we say a month in our communication with each other, it's not actually a month we're talking about necessarily, because July has 31 days, but 28 days actually make a month. So what is 28 plus 3, you know, how do you get that, and how is that a month? Well, it's not a month. It's a manipulation of numbers. It's a manipulation of how you are basically arriving at a sum of 365 days, but dividing it, in this case, by the number 12. And in so doing, creating this uneven measure that's just got us completely out of sync.
Yes, I think it's important to remind all the listeners that this erratic nature has a different layers, and that one of those layers is having or not having a standard unit of measure. It's actually the only science in which the standard unit of measure cannot be scientifically defined. There is no accurate number of or measurement for a month within the Gregorian calendar context. Could be 28 days, it could be 29 days, it could be 30 days, or it could be 31 days. And that's only one layer, because the other aspect of the that this uneven numbering of each unit creates is that the weeks, they don't fit within that unit of a month. So we have spare days, and that creates like more irregularity and enhances the error.
Absolutely. I mean, it begs the question, why would anyone use a standard of measure with these irregular units anyway? Why would we do, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's kind of a, you know, that's a serious thing. And when it's done over the course of so many hundreds of years, we have to begin to appreciate the impact that this has on us as organic beings who are operating this way, you know. So we're looking, as you said, like every 14 days we come back to the show, the platform, there's a new world that's been created due to the erratic thinking and behaviors and patterns of humans. You know, people who are in positions of enormous power and making decisions, and then the public, the people, the body politic that's also in many ways fueling the fire of some of these things, you know, or rallying and rebelling against these things, rightfully so. You know, there's a whole dynamic, this whole energy, a cacophony of energy, and we have to come to understand where is harmony in this question?
Mm-hmm.
Is harmony something we actually want? You know, in other words, do we want to actually have harmony in our relationships? Do we really want to see an end to war and violent conflict? You know, and you know, I mean, again, just to simplify, I think what we're recommending here is as a path to achieving greater harmony, we recognize the value in actually beginning to shift ourselves out of the mundanity and the disconnection caused by this Gregorian calendar. So I want to make sure people are tuned in and know the website where they can get more information on the subject we're talking about here. I want to invite people to visit our new website. It's 13months28days.info. That's 13months28days.info. And on that website, you can find information about this campaign for the calendar referendum 2020, which is a very specific campaign that we have launched as of this past Gregorian July 22nd, and launched at the United Nations, in fact, at the Nexus Global Youth Summit in the year 2016. And so we're coming almost upon a year since that time. And I do know that we just passed a very significant marker of 260 days since that time.
Yeah.
Since that day of the Blue Resident Eagle being yesterday. So I want to definitely acknowledge that this effort has been ongoing and will continue to grow and will continue to, you know, serve to really educate people on the choice, on this untried solution that we need to come to a new agreement about as a human culture, as a human society. And this is what we're presenting. And I think it's significant that we've had the fortune and the synchronicity to be able to launch it at the United Nations headquarters in New York.
Yes.
Our good friend, Wanique Shabazz, from Atlanta, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, our good friend, Tim, and the other kin present there. Shout out to Yaz as well, you know, and those of us gathered and the members of Nexus gathered there to learn really about this untried solution by actually considering what is the impact of the Gregorian calendar on our mental health, on our well-being. That was the question we posed, posited that 261 days ago. And so I'm just happy to see the continuation of, you know, developing this campaign, developing this cause, raising awareness. We have supporters from around the world who are tuning in to us through social media. We have our colleagues, collaborators, co-creators with the Global Council for Calendar Awareness, very active regularly. Shout out to Uma, Mauricio, Janice, our family worldwide, you know, who are involved in this. And certainly respect to the Foundation for the Law of Time, who set the mark high with the calendar change peace movement and that era, that period in the year 2004, now 13 years ago. So here we are, you know, a new wave spell of reinvigorating this activity for calendar change, calendar reform. And so I invite people to also, at the website, 13months28days.info, read up about the referendum and please sign the petition. You'll find a link at the website for the petition as well. So look out for that. But, you know, back to this discussion, I want to read something here that kind of breaks it down. And people can find this text at our website, 13months28days.info, under the 7 key facts. But let's put this in context. A calendar, any calendar, is commonly understood as a system for dividing time over extended periods. A day is the base unit of a calendar, and the solar year is the base extended period. The length of the solar year is currently reckoned at 365.242199 days. The Gregorian calendar divides its duration into 12 uneven months, 4 months of 30 days, 7 of 31 days, and 1 of 28 days. On the Gregorian calendar, the accrued quarter day is handled by inserting February 29th every 4 years. This is not necessarily the most logical nor only way of handling the accrued quarter day, that 0.22199 days. The point is this. There is no logical or scientific relation between the exact length of the year and the use of the Gregorian calendar to measure and divide that length. Nonetheless, the Gregorian calendar is held up as the most perfect instrument for dividing time and is in use worldwide as the official standard. This is the only standard of measure used today that has unequal units. As an arbitrary division of the solar year, this calendar, although illogical, unscientific, and artificial, remains the central, unquestioned institution of our modern society. Now, yes. I say this. This concept was presented to me back in the year 2000. It blew my mind because I, unlike people in the world, had never learned, was never educated on, nor thought to question the impact of this artificial calendar that we've all been impacted and forced, essentially forced to use.
Yes.
I know.
And the compounding effect.
And what a compounding effect over time. What a compounding effect. I mean, it's, you know, it's unbelievable. You can't really wrap your mind around how dense, how calcified our behavior in some ways has become due to the persistent use and conditioning of this particular timing. And then what to say of the other holidays or the social input or the other types of occurrences that are also, you know, riddled out, you know, with and how that's connected with the economic system and the commercial capital system for consumerism and things like this. I mean, it's just an unbelievable.
Yes,
an unbelievable situation.
Yes, and also let's keep in mind that excuse me, can you hear me? It's just that I hear some feedback.
No, I hear you.
Okay, yeah, that this calendar that we are using right now, it is supported by a religion, which is the Catholic Church. So it makes arbitrary its use because there is more than one religion on Earth. So it doesn't make any sense to be guided by this instrument in such an arbitrary way. For instance, right now we are heading into the Holy Week or the Easter week, and I can see how it affects the whole field, especially here in Colombia, which is a very Catholic country, in terms of how activities totally change and not very into the spiritual direction, but more into the consumerism, and now it's time to go out from the city, and everyone is on vacation, and it's holiday time, but there is very little spiritual work really, and it's very interesting that this Easter week we don't realize, but it shifts every year, so it's not the same week every year, which if the calendar was rational, we would be celebrating a historic event, which is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, on the same day. And for some obscure reasons, is the Catholic Church who dictates when people go on holiday, basically, because this is a holiday week here. And so we don't question that, but it's impacting our everyday life, and it's programming us to behave differently. And you were saying before two words that are really important right now is that we see this compounding effect in the erratic behavior of people and the confusion that has been very, very palpable in the last week with the events that are happening around the world. And we don't want to actually focus too much on that, our attention, because that's focusing on the disharmony that the program has been creating, this erratic behavior is engendered by an erratic pace that we keep following and that keeps accelerating as technology keeps advancing. So
right.
Basically, proposing this idea of or contemplating the possibility of changing the calendar at this point injects a new perspective into that field that is so dense right now with erratic thought forms and polarization. People are very confused because they don't understand who is the good guy and who is the bad guy, and we don't understand
right.
that it's beyond that, because this is an unconscious program that is playing people out. So
mm-hmm.
it's replaying events in history without our full conscious realization. We saw that we were announcing this week on our Facebook page that the events in Syria, the use of force was synchronized exactly by 100 years from the start of World War I. So how much of that is intentional and how much that is unconscious, we don't know. But here we are repeating the same loop or going through the same groove of the record,
right.
the broken record.
That's right.
And
right.
it's so important to have this conversation. I invite all the listeners to participate in this one because this is affecting everyone. So I hope that we have some listeners
yeah.
calling tonight and joining this conversation, because it is certainly we are reaching a very, very critical point this
mm-hmm.
year with,
mm-hmm.
with the current administration and with
yeah,
the current so it is very important.
Let me go ahead and open the line for people. I want to give people the phone number you just mentioned for them to call in. So we should give them the number, 347-855-8448. That number is 347-855-8448. If you have questions about the conversation, if you have insights you wish to share, you're welcome to call in. We would love participation from some. I know we have one caller on the line. They may be listening in. I'll check them in a moment. But we definitely invite you to call into the show and join the conversation. Otherwise, it's just us here talking to each other. Although this is one of my favorite things to do, is to have conversations with my brother Ruben on this topic. We would love to expand the conversation to include you as well. So also what I'd like to do is, you know, we're talking about, you know, where things are currently. And I think it's, again, important for people to appreciate that this is a continuum in an effort to change the calendar. It's not just a new idea. It's something that has actually been deeply considered before. It just happens now that it's time for the current generation to really take up the mantle, so to speak, of this particular
mm-hmm.
effort, because it's that essential. And that's why we are so devoted and committed to making sure that this is happening. With that said, I want to play some audio from Jose Arguelles being interviewed by Shirley MacLaine. This is some old audio, but you'll appreciate the message in relationship to the artificial time standard. Like, what is it? You know, and he helps to break that down for listeners, for people. And this is important audio that we're really grateful to even have a clip of today to share on the show. But thank you for tuning in to Calendar Truth here on Now Time Radio. We really appreciate your support. And again, invite you to visit us on the web, 13months28days.info. Here we go.
Change the calendar, change your mind, change the world.
Explain why the calendar the way we live it is out of time with the natural planetary movements.
Well, the calendar as we live it is an irregular standard of measure. In other words, the standard of measure has even units. You know, a ruler, every inch on the ruler is equal to every other inch on the ruler. Mm-hmm. The standard of measure of the Gregorian calendar, the calendar we use, does not have even units of measure. It has very uneven units of measure, and they are not, they are in no regular pattern whatsoever.
In other words, some months are 31 days, some are 30, some are 28.
Exactly.
And what that does then is disrupt the flow of the harmony of equal measures of time relating to the consciousness.
Exactly, exactly. And time is of the mind. You know, space you can touch, you can feel, you can taste it.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with time. That's because time is of the mind. So if you have a crooked measure of time, that actually is creating a crooked measure of your mind.
And as Einstein said, time is an invention of the human mind.
Yes.
Time isn't a measure that exists like a 360-degree circle.
No, it isn't. That's a total misperception or illusion which has been perpetrated for 5,000 years, creating the conundrum that we are living in today.
Now, the Gregorian calendar was not where this all began. It began, according to your research, with the Babylonians.
It began with the Babylonian division of time according to a 360-degree circle. A 360-degree circle is nothing but a division of a two-dimensional plane in space. What does that have to do with time?
Right. So when you put a flat surface and you draw a circle 360 degrees, they are making what is a four, five, six-dimensional reality, a two-dimensional reality.
Absolutely correct, a flat plane.
Okay.
And we live in, that result of that is that we live in flat time. We live in linear time, which is it becomes a belief system, but it has nothing, no real basis in reality.
Okay.
It becomes a belief system, but it has no basis in reality. Well, there we have it. I mean, I think that was actually just such a valuable little clip right there with Jose Arguelles and Shirley MacLaine. And as I said, you know, this is we're the ones who have been able to benefit from the work of Jose Arguelles and the fact that he and Lloyd Dean and others of the generation pursued changing the calendar very, very, very significantly. And it's not the kind of thing that's naturally just going to happen all of a sudden, instantaneously. I liken the transition to a harmonic standard of time as the qualities of the turtle itself. You know, slow, methodical, but certainly very, very able to steadily get to its goal, to its destination. Yeah. So similarly, I feel that's what we've inherited in terms of the work and how that relates to our lifetime and our ability to be of service and to be able to make a meaningful contribution to the world and to the human family, you know, by pursuing this long effort to transform consciousness by changing the calendar. I mean, it's something that I've, as soon as I heard and learned of what Arguelles was just heard speaking on there, the light was immediately on, and I knew I was like, okay, nothing else really matters as much for me and my purpose, because the question of the calendar affects every single other area of life and human endeavor that I was ever interested in, or would ever be interested in, you know, or would want to come to understand. Because we're dealing now with, as you said at the very top of the show, the operating system of our culture, of our societies. Yeah. And in this case, we've all been looped into one that it's, you know, as we've been discussing, is erratic, it's uneven, it has no actual value in the sense of helping bring about healing or wholeness or well-being in the human, in the human being.
It's not a reflection.
It's not concerned with that.
Yeah, and since it's not a reflection of the harmony present in nature, of course, is creating the opposite effect. So yes, it is a very incredible fact that we are still using this operating system, because I invite all the users to go back just a few years back, maybe the year 1999, before Y2K, in which the internet was just starting to appear and there were still a lot of glitches in operational systems. And people were using, imagine going back to use DOS and that black screen with green numbers. That is the equivalent of still using this calendar from 1582 today. We are using an old version of a software without no need to keep doing it, because it's erratic and it is not efficient. It is not helping us to get more organized, to get us in tune with nature, and to perceive reality in a different way, basically, because it's a filter. So we have this irregular matrix or grid of uneven units that makes very hard for the brain to think and to develop organically. Just having to go into the operation of trying to add or subtract days to calculate a day in the future takes a lot of mental energy. And we were speaking about this before and on the first and second episode about the glitch in consciousness, the numbing of the mind for an instant that it goes blank. And this operational system is creating that little wheel inside your brain to keep spinning, because we cannot make sense of the software. So since we cannot make sense of the software, we cannot make the calculations, and that has a kind of a reinforcing feedback loop that creates like a distortion in the mind that makes us get used to the distortion and not seeing it. That's why it's really incredible that even though Jose gave this message so many years ago, and before him George Eastman and Auguste Comte, that we are still forgetting that this is a very important matter, because it touches everyone. We know that all men and women on this planet they certainly have the same amount of time. That's the only thing that is really equal on Earth, is the same amount of time. We all have the same amount of hours a day to live our lives. But of course, right. if that amount of life or time is measured or controlled by an artificial software that is creating this harmony, then it's very, very difficult to create harmony out of this harmony. If we don't want to correct the error and correct that, add that new filter of harmony of 13 moons, of 13 units of 28 days, and make conscious that the moon is actually spinning around our planet 13 times in during one solar year, one orbit to the sun, then this is going to be a massive shift in consciousness when we have this realization finally after all these years, all these attempts. Even people like Shirley MacLaine, you listening to the message, didn't last it for long because the software creates this amnesia or this memory gap that we cannot develop our memory because we cannot go back or forward in time.
I would say also we have to now look at the fact that we have technology available to us to finally take the awareness to a critical mass, because in order for this to actually become something to correct the error, we have to achieve a critical mass. And that's why we're doing this work. You know, I mean, those who've gone before us were met with a variety of resistance. I mean, we know that George Eastman, you know, was met with resistance directly from the Catholic Church that put the, you know, the pause on any of that stuff, you know, causing an argument over the leap year day, you know, and what do you do with that? And these kind of, you know, distractions and distortions that would benefit, obviously, the institution of the Catholic Church. Obviously, they're not inclined to lose a grip on their control. And being that, you know, this was in the 1920s and 1930s, we can appreciate there was no internet. There was obviously print, but there was, you know, barely radio, barely television, film beginning, you know, television not even there. But the fact is, it was successful among a society of business owners because they saw the benefit of having an even measure to the benefit of their business, to the benefit of their ease of accounting, you know. That's an interesting thing to point out. The reason for the erratic count, I think, and some have suggested, is because if you have an uneven count in your calendar or in your accounting, then you can build in interest. You can get, you know, more work out of people for the same amount of compensation. If you're being paid for the month, for example, and your month has 31 days for several months out of your year and 30 days for others, but a real true month is only 28 days, then people are being literally overworked, you know, and not honored for their time, you know. Yes. And the fact is, in that agreement, it's being done without actually disclosure. It's being done in secret, you know. So when you're doing something like, you know, the 1328 count that George Eastman and others with him during that time in the 1920s and 30s are doing by adopting a 13-month frequency, 28 days each, even though they're beginning in January, which is yet very arbitrary, we understand for the harmonic purposes here, but the fact is they're considering an even frequency, a smooth, even count, 28 days each. You have 4 7-day weeks, and that 13 times, giving you a total of 364, plus then that final day, which is no day at all. You know, it's designated as literally no day in time, and then you begin again. Very simple.
Yes.
In light of that, you know, I was just going to say, though, in light of that, you know, We definitely want people to get the other information at the website to be able to follow along and understand what it is we're talking and what we're explaining here. And we will be over the next several shows discussing these specific seven key facts. There's so much information related to the historical context of this movement and also related to the benefits that are going to be found as people begin to recognize the impact that changing your calendar can have on every aspect of your life, because you're literally tuning your mind back into the frequency of nature's cycles and actual astronomical biological cycles of creation. That is a frequency of life. That's a life-giving frequency. It's not cutting you out from nature. It's actually putting you into step and rhythm with nature. And that becomes a completely different type of arrangement. And I also say that because having those uneven measures was beneficial to the business class, it was beneficial to the people collecting tax for land, you know, and beneficial to people, you know, managing or owning labor, you know, the fact that the 13-month, 28-day count was seen as actually something that could be beneficial to business owners at the time to actually have clear accounting, it relates to us all the same because we can have a clear accounting ourselves of how we're using our creative potential, our creative capacities, where we're actually emphasizing and collaborating and co-creating solutions and a type of society or culture that we know is life-giving and supportive and create a harmonic future for our children. And we're seeing this, again, play itself out in everything from food security to energy to business and finance to entrepreneurship. You know, what we gather at Nexus, for example, to talk about with these young entrepreneurs and these social innovators and these thought leaders, recognizing even the legacies of those who are the philanthropic class, you know, who are learning now the responsibility that they have, the ability they have by having an impulse or a concern for humanity and concern for their future and the future of their families and the world at large, you know, by beginning to appreciate the benefit of removing ourselves from the conundrum of the erroneous artificial time and actually using a lens of harmonic purpose, it creates a completely different experience in your day-to-day life. And the only way to actually know that is to literally apply it. And so for that reason, I want to encourage people to follow along with us by getting a copy of the calendar, which you can get at our website. You'll find the tools at 13months28days.info. Explore the website. There's only a few pages there, but there's so much valuable information there. And for you to be able to follow along, when we say we're in the planetary moon, the month, the 10th month, the 6th day, you'll understand how that happens to be April 9th.
Yes.
Now, the thing about this is we're promoting and suggesting that forever April 9th would be the planetary moon, the 10th month, day six. It's a perpetual calendar. So somebody who's born on that particular date would have a correlated date in the 13-month count. It's very easy to learn. It's not very difficult. With a couple of times of repetition and understanding the sequence and understanding and more importantly, appreciating the fact that it's actually communicating a creative cycle, that actually gives it purpose. It makes it really meaningful. If you're just using a month named after a long dead Roman emperor, what meaning and purpose is there for you in that? Absolutely none. Yeah. It's not connecting you to any biological reality or any physics reality, you know? Whereas if you understand that the 10th month is the month of manifestation, and that's actually a quality and a purpose related to the month, that's unbelievable. It completely transforms your day-to-day experience, and that's what we mean by having a harmonic standard. It actually, by adopting use of this calendar, literally transforms your perception on your relationships, not just to your, you know, family or your friends, but also to the earth, to the planet, to your purpose, to your cause, to your heart. And that's actually, you know, I think what I want people to really appreciate about why we're so passionate about this, because it literally holds the promise of shifting the consciousness that will allow people to make new agreements from a place of absolute trust. From a place of trust.
Yes.
You know, the idea of having a harmonic standard is you are adopting that as a standard because you want the success of the people you love. You want people to thrive and grow in their purpose and to actually be a beneficial presence on the planet. For people who think this way, this is the paradigm in terms of, you know, time, as Arguelles said in that conversation, being the atmosphere of the mind. Time is of the mind. So we've dealt now with a lot of the physical third-dimensional reality, but what of the fourth-dimensional realm of the mind? And that's the value in this, is it actually connects us to that living reality, that time is of the mind. It is truly that creative space where we get the opportunity to connect and intersect with each other mentally, creatively, to transform situations, to actually think new solutions. I mean, I've had the benefit of being in some very interesting circles recently with people who are at the leading edge of reconsidering distribution of energy, distribution of resources, to not be transactional and extractive anymore, as they've been for the duration of this calendar, but to actually shift our conversation and our actions and our perspective and our position toward things that are regenerative. And that, to me, when I hear the word regenerative, I'm constantly reminded of what we're doing now will impact the next seven generations. It will regenerate itself over time through our yet-to-come future. So how we approach these opportunities and these challenges that we're being presented with now would be greatly benefited if we were in agreement on a new harmonic standard, with an understanding that the old standard was never designed to foster harmony or peace, ever.
Mm-hmm.
It was only designed to organize for the collection of taxes and accounting for debts, period. We yes. will not be attuned to nature so long as that remains our standard. And that's why we're making this shift. And the fact is,
yes.
we have every capacity to do that now. We have the benefit of those who've gone before us and all that they've done and sacrificed to make it possible, so that we can leverage the technology we have today to make this a future reality for us. You know?
Yes.
And so with that, I'm just really honored just to know that we've, you know, as you said, I mean, yesterday marked 260 days, a full Zolk'in count, 13 times 20, 260 days since we presented this subject at the UN. And here, you know, in this forthcoming new year, beginning July 26th, we'll have the chance to present at the Nexus Global Summit again, in part at the United Nations headquarters. So with the consistency of us being present there and being able to really foster the conversation and really draw input from other people, thought leaders, people who are very active right now and very sincere in their effort, their desire to make real transformation that's beneficial for the greater good. I mean, people that are really looking in this way, it's very exciting to know that we can play our part by helping share with people the benefit and the value of reforming the calendar. And it is up to all of us. That's why we have this public referendum petition, open petition on change.org, that we're inviting people to sign. I mean, we're in, you know, a couple of thousand signatures. We're knocking on that right now. And again, some petitions get 100,000 signatures all of a sudden, but because this is very deliberate and very specific, we're very grateful for the progress, slow and steady, that is happening, because we know things are going to continue to grow in this effort. I want to go ahead and play a little bit of music for our listeners out there, because we love to do that. Time is art, and we're all about the creative cycles in this movement. So with that, there's a band out of Australia some people out there might be familiar with. They're called Hiatus Coyote, and Napalm, their lead singer, songwriter, is a remarkable artist, an incredible vocalist, and the musos, the musicians, as they call them, musos in Australia, that have come together to support this project, Hiatus Coyote, are just a wonderful example, in my opinion, of harmony and the beauty that can emerge when you collaborate and you co-create with people who are special to you. And that's the invitation of natural time, is to really live in your creative ability, live in, land in, be grounded in your creative purpose here in this life, because your life has purpose, and it may as well be beautiful, right? Why not? So we're here to celebrate that beauty. Time is art. Harmony is really what time it is. And we give thanks for all of you out there listening in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
For your love, be lover.
tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
Hiatus Coyote. Love that. Breathing underwater. I thought it was good to take a little pause for the cause because I realized this information can be kind of heavy for folks.
Yes.
And because sometimes it happens to be just you and I having a conversation, we go all over the place. You know. But nevertheless, I think music always has a way of bringing it back to the heart, the soul of it. Definitely support that act right there, Hiatus Coyote. You can find them online. They got great, great music out there. Got a little bit of MF Doom instrumentals in the background. I guess it makes a nice little touch to have some hip hop in there. You know what I mean? So.
Yes. Yes.
I know you had a comment wanted to make.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Coyote energy fits perfectly for the times because we don't know what is really going on. Things may be looking one way, but they're about to shift. And like, yeah, connecting with what you were saying before, touching on some important points before the music from this amazing voice. You were mentioning about the time is the atmosphere of the mind, and this is so important right now with the... with what we are seeing happening with the environment, because there is a pollution of the biospheric environment, but there's also a pollution in the mental environment, because this pollution has been also exponentially exacerbated by technology. So what we are trying to do here is use this technology, and we were saying during the last show that I think that I got cut off because a listener from the Netherlands told me that it was cut off. But I'm going to say it again in case it got cut off, that our purpose is to use technology and infiltrate this technology, every aspect of it, with this new matrix of time in a way that we can integrate it in our everyday reality, everyday life. And it's not like a very... distant or very bizarre or out of the ordinary practice for people to kind of engage into tracking time in a different way. But in order to do that, we you were saying that you were inviting people to download the Ball Almanac that it's online. And now we are on Facebook. If the listeners have been paying attention, we launch on the first day of this planetary moon, April 4th, the Natural Time Daily Tune-Up. And this really, really condense capsules of information that will help us tune in to what this harmony or this new harmonic standard of the 13 moons of 28 days is, and we'll start to correct this error that we were speaking before, because it requires training, and because of the amount of stimulation that we receive every day from all these different uses of technology, we interrupt this practice of training with natural time and to the 13 moon count. And you were saying before also mentioning the 13 month and the 13 moon and the word calendar, how we are using this space to redeem those words, because they have been so programmed and they are so ingrained that we actually need to use them in order to communicate to the audiences that we are trying to reach, which is the masses, to understand that the even the word calendar represents tax collection. We are using 13-month, 28-day calendar because that's how we have defined it. in the same way, we are using the 13 months, 28 days, because it's much more easier for people to make that jump to a new world after a time of transitioning from 13 months to 13 moons. And so in that process, we are doing a very important work for establishing this frequency on the planet. Everyone who is following this count is helping stabilize the telepathic field of the planet through a harmonic standard. We are in training with the cycles of the moon and the sun and the star Sirius and the galaxy. So this is very, very good opportunity to jump into this practice. You just need to tune in every day, 50 seconds, and check subtle changes in your everyday life to see if it has an effect. This is the moon of manifestation. How that aspect of manifestation is going to change the perception of the reality that we are experiencing every day. So that's basically what I wanted to add to what you were saying, because these tools that we are offering are designed as training wheels for people to really get in tune with the new frequency and get in tune with the new paradigm, because basically calendar form, as you were saying before, it affects every area that you were interested before, and every area of human endeavor is affected by the calendar. So if we are hearing these conversations from people who are working in shifting the paradigm, well, the way that we organize ourselves to shift the paradigm is really at the forefront of that shift, and that's what makes this concept so powerful and so elegant and so simple, because in very little time, if we use technology the right way, we can revert this damage that it has created, this pollution, this mental pollution of believing that tomorrow is Monday and that we need to have to work from 9 to 5. That's a program, and that maybe there are other options besides that program, and that if we can really make that jump or going from a DOS old operational system to a very top of the line. I love Apple computers, and they have a really good operational system, but this is beyond that. This is really beyond, because it's running your brain and your mental field. So that's
We're not endorsing Apple products.
Yeah.
We're not getting those kind of dollars right now. But yeah, I mean, you're spot on with it, and from the tool that we have available at 13months28days.info, there's a great explanation of the energy of the planetary moon. You've said it a mm-hmm. couple of times, the moon of manifestation, and so looking at this and through the lens of that particular month, the planetary month, the 10th month, it really leads with this question: can we imagine? Can we use our imagination to change the world? It gets a little bit into the fact that, John Lennon is such an influential artist who obviously is a paradigm shifter. I mean, everybody knows his iconic, enduring, wise song, Imagine. Imagine all the people living life in peace. I mean, that summarizes the vision of the 13-month, 28-day calendar change movement. I mean, the purpose of it is to strike a resonance of peace and harmony. That's the goal. Yeah. So because we can change the calendar, we can change the way we think, on a global scale. I mean, think about that. Because we can change the calendar, we can literally impact the way we collectively, as a human species, think on a global scale. You know, the fact that if we can change the way we think, we can imagine all the people living life in peace. It actually brings those lyrics to manifestation, from imagination to our physical living reality. Like I said, and like you just mentioned, the sacrifice you have to make to really appreciate this information is you have to tune in on a daily basis to yourself. You want to tune in the same way you tune into schedule, looking through your Google Calendar or your iCalendar. Tune in and schedule yourself according to your obligations and your meetings and your tasks, that you owe it to yourself and the future generations. Tune into this frequency that connects you in time with the mind, not only yourself, but also the earth. You know, and you can appreciate that when you begin to consider, some people are aware of the fact that we have chakras. Energy centers in our body. Seven major chakras are usually identified, but chakra is a Sanskrit word that means wheel. It's a wheel of energy. So each of the 7 days of our harmonic cycles, those 4 times 7, 28 days, each of those 7 days canvas those 7 major energy centers per day. So today we happen to be on the 6th day of the 7-day cycle. So today's energy settles and focuses on our solar plexus. Now, as you mentioned earlier, for people, if they go to our Facebook page, they'll see the new 7-day display for the first 7-day set of this 10th month. Because you've done through the animation there now, the visual for people to understand each day, like today, why it correlates to solar plexus. And it's not like it follows a linear pattern of crown to root. It begins with the crown on day one, and day two it goes to the root, because it's actually making a spiral of time, not a line of time, but a spiral of time. And so beginning with the crown, it goes to the root, then from the root to the third eye, the forehead, from there back down to your sacral chakra, just right there below your belly, and then from up there it comes to the throat. Then back down, it goes back to the solar plexus where we are today, and then it centers in the heart when it completes that 7-day pattern. It centers in the heart. And as you said, that's a day in that pattern, in that cycle, that we're actually energetically connected with the heart of the earth, the core of the earth, and with the magnificence that that creates in relationship to the energy field. If we really had the eyes to see and appreciate elegant beauty of nature. We have to admit that we don't really get the opportunity to focus on that, all of us, all the time. But the fact is, whether we're unconscious of it or not, that is the arrangement. Now, fortunately, due to time and evolution, we're coming to a time when the unconscious is being made conscious. And that's a part of why we're having these conversations with people for what may have been kind of esoteric information, you know, to many people, like hidden kind of mysterious stuff, you know. Or maybe there were societies of people that thought, well, common people can't handle this information, so we have to make it really weird and really, you know, disconnected and secretive from them. But the fact of the matter is, the children being born today are already ready for this information. They're born with that stuff locked into their soul and their DNA. The awakening of that is already being impacted. So there's really no need to hold that information back from people anymore. It's actually time to connect those things that have seemed a little mysterious or peculiar for people to normalize it. It's actually not that mysterious or peculiar. What's interesting is socially I see the parallel with the marijuana cycle, like the process of acceptance, because marijuana, many people don't realize, in the United States, marijuana was farmed legally, you know, 80 years ago. That was actually an industry. There was the hemp industry, industrial hemp, you know. Now, it was to the benefit of the cotton industry that the whole, you know, sort of presentation of marijuana being, you know, this really bad drug that's going to, like, make people, you know, slip out and rape women and,
yeah.
and be violent and all this. All the propaganda that was manufactured to attract people's attention from a very powerful cottage crop. Because you
yes.
could use hemp to make everything you needed, and you could also eat it. And it wasn't
right.
about just getting high or smoking a drug. It's not about that. What people don't understand
mm-hmm.
is our essential relationship to nature. So
yes.
when the campaign came along for the benefit of businesses who could control a commodity like cotton, where they couldn't do the same with hemp, that was the difference. But we
mm-hmm.
see now the hemp industry is beginning to resurge. It's beginning to make a comeback. And along with that, I see this calendar reform. Similar to the way that George Eastman of Kodak found that this was a beneficial argument to make before the League
mm-hmm.
of Nations to create a new standard for the world. And they selected a 13-month, 28-day standard. We're saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing. Now, we may be identifying the beginning of that cycle differently. That's
mm-hmm.
immaterial to the point. The point is, if you want to measure a solar year, and you want to do it in a way that creates harmony, then you naturally divide it by 13, 28 days each. It's very simple. And then truly you have 13 months. You actually have 13 months. 28 days is a month. And you get 13 of them. And that relates to the musical chromatics of a 13-note octave, if you play all the 13 notes in a chromatic
mm-hmm.
octave in music. So the relationship to this, the meaningfulness, the purpose of it is very, very clear. It's evident. It's creative. It's in nature. It's inherent in our body. You know, we could talk about how we have the 13 articulating joints in our bodies that allow for movement of our bodies. The ankles, the knees, the hips, the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, the neck. That's 13. If we didn't have that, we would have no movement. So that's the beauty of nature. That's the beauty of having a lens that gives you the ability to perceive harmony, to perceive
yes.
it, to embody it, to anticipate it, to expect it. It's actually our nature. We should expect synchronicity. We should expect living a magical life. That should not be
uh-huh.
some off pursuit. That should be our standard way of living. Why not? Life is an amazing,
yeah.
magical, mysterious, joyful opportunity. It really is.
Yeah.
And if we
it
begin
really
to adopt a harmonic standard from the basis of how we keep our time on a day-to-day basis and extract our mind back to ourselves out of this conundrum and the conditioning of this Gregorian problem. I don't know what else to call it.
Yes.
Gregorian just mess.
Conundrum. Yes.
Conundrum, and we can really genuinely appreciate what it is we're talking about here. We'll actually have a healing. I really believe that.
Yes.
And so
yes.
we're running down here to the end of the show. I don't want to
mm-hmm.
I don't want us to get cut off. It's good, and we thank our listeners. Where did you say they were tuning in from? The Netherlands.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thank our listeners all over the world.
Margin.
You know, we have listeners all over the world, and we're looking at new ways to get you all involved. We invite you to visit the website 13months28days.info. Get the 13-month calendar. We're in the 10th month, 10th moon, the moon of manifestation. The tools are on the website. If you have any questions, you can email us at info@13months28days.info. That's info@13months28days.info. So we really
yes.
invite your participation. Do you have any closing comments you'd like to make there, Ruben, really quick?
Yeah, you mentioned the Netherlands. We want to send also a really special salutation to Jurrit and Tony, who designed the app that is on the website, that is the converter from Gregorian to 13-month, 28-day count. And I invite everyone to apply that plugin on their blogs and websites, because this is the way that we start to make this an everyday experience by sharing these resources that people have taken the time and the care to create for us to use. So he was happy to see it on our website, and I'm sure that he will be happy to see it spreading out, because it's open source. So it's for everyone to really enjoy as a gift. And if you feel inspired, yes, if everyone feels inspired to make a donation, please go ahead. It would be an amazing way to make this Moon of Manifestation a really, really memorable one. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yes, we invite you to make a donation. If you are inspired by what you're learning with this work, you can know that the donations go in part to support the work of the Foundation for the Law of Time, which is in many ways a collaborative, even parent organization, that being the one founded by Jose Arguez and his collaborators. Powerful, powerful portal that has definitely informed me. And other portions of proceeds will go towards the creation and development of these materials. We're also beginning an outreach process in advance of the upcoming Global Summit for the Nexus Community, where we're going to have a chance to really take the conversation deeper with our friends there and look at how calendar reform actually does and can relate to the sustainable development goals being presented by the United Nations for a 15-year campaign from 2016 to the year 2030. I'm sorry, 2030. What am I saying? 2030. That's hilarious. But we do have a special consideration coming up in the year 2020, the calendar referendum 2020, where people are being invited to adopt the 13-month, 28-day calendar as their own personal harmonic standard. So that's among one of the purposes that we're setting forth to fill here at Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. I want to give a special shout-out to our good elder and supporter, Mama Audrey Scott Williams, powerful elder and teacher of mine. She's the founder of Now Time Media and also the author of The Diary of Now Time Prophecies, a very powerful book that definitely helped transform my consciousness and open the way for many of us also out here, young leaders, connecting at various points our elders with the indigenous elders and gathering wisdom in ways unimaginable, in ways that, you know, I can't imagine my life without their wisdom and without the presence of ones like Mama Audrey. So big up to her, to all of our supporters, to our relations down there in Colombia, my good brother Ruben, and a special shout out to you from Washington, D.C., in this Potomac bioregion up here where we're holding it up up here, keeping it light and lively. And looking forward to the next episode where we'll get into fact number 3. So I'm looking forward to that. And with that, I would like to say good night. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to visit us on the web, 13months28days.info. Peace, love, and deep gratitude to all of you out there. All right? Thank you for staying tuned. One love. In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.